This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place if you are waiting to hear the third hour of our live call-in talk show. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. You can give a call and talk about, well, whatever you like. That's 855-450-free, like freedom. We also have our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can join. And join in the chat rooms that are a whole lot of fun, but you can also take advantage of the on-air call-in lines over there and sound almost like you're here in the studio with us. And speaking of us, tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And the captain. We all say with, like, zero enthusiasm.
Well, we're talking about police abuse, so it's hard to be enthusiastic.
Who's abusing the police?
No one.
Oh.
Yeah, in fact, perhaps more people should consider abusing the police.
Well, I don't think that violence is going to...
Not in a violent way, but there are many forms of abuse. Mm-hmm. There's verbal abuse, for example.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I do, which is whenever...
You said do-do.
Leave it to you, Captain.
Yeah,
Captain Potty Mouth.
Welcome
tonight
to the
on Free Talk Live.
We got spots. We have fun and games.
What do you do, nobody?
I don't even know. What the hell are you talking about?
Police abuse?
Oh,
things
police,
you would say,
police
do.
Abuse. What I do is I call police stations when they do these things.
Yep.
You know, and I let them know because as a felon, I don't have any guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the logical candidate to call them up and tell them that, you know, they're the reason we need AR-15s.
Well, I don't consider calling and giving the police your opinion to be abusive. I think that that is a necessary feedback that these people need to receive, and they need to receive it more often. Not just from phone calls, but they also need to receive it in real life where people tell them, hey, Mr. So-and-so officer, I don't agree with what you just did to that person over there. You need to stop what you're doing. Stop hurting him. Stop threatening peaceful people. Leave people alone. If they got that every time they went to a call, if they got pushback from the passersby, the people who were nearby, telling them that they don't like what they're doing and they hate the police for doing the things they're doing, I think that they might be more likely to change their behavior over time.
Certainly social pressure has power.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any power over sociopaths, but pretty much anybody else can be socially pressured to some extent.
Apparently, if you social pressure enough by, lighting a police precinct on fire, you can get cops arrested.
And that's the thing, is the real... it would have been a shock to me if I'd believed my teachers, was that they didn't even make a show of trying to, like, prosecute any of these killer cops until now.
I expect it will just be a show. I'm not going to expect them to go to any jail time.
I predicted the same thing. When it happened, I was like, they arrested the guy. They charged him with third-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, like, he's not going to do any time.
I don't know. I think what he's going to be judged for is not even so much as the guy who killed one more serf. because they don't care about that.
Right.
But the guy who actually got the town burned down, you know, it's like...
Yeah, he's probably not real well-liked in the Minneapolis region. We'll talk more about the police and why they do what they do and why their statements often are mismatched against the video evidence. But first,
why they lie.
Yes, why they lie. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got Jason calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's listening on LRN.FM. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I found a web article today called COVID-19 Deaths in the United States as of June 8th, which is just, what, yesterday?
Today.
By state. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's really weird, Ian, is you would think that the states that never locked down would have a, quote, higher death rate, right? Because they didn't do anything. They didn't stop. They didn't even shut down businesses. And
which state is this?
There's a bunch of them. Arkansas is the one I'm going to focus on. But all the kind of the ones like Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas, they never locked down.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Republican governors.
For now, just to be clear, when you say they never locked down, what you mean is there was never an order for people that they have to stay at home. However, all of the states, from what I understand, did have restrictions on businesses, didn't they?
No.
I don't know. I believe that these didn't even have a restriction. But I'm not certain.
Yeah, I believe there were states. I believe there was at least one female governor, maybe Idaho, who basically said, "No, I'm not doing any of that stuff. That's stupid."
Yeah.
she didn't get much airtime, though.
So, what were the results, Jason?
So what's interesting, and I'm focused on Arkansas. Arkansas is ranked like, I don't know the exact rank, but it has.
I think you're not correct about this. So before you go on here, there's news from 4029TV.com. Arkansas allows opening of dine-in restaurants today with restrictions. This was May 11th, so it was a month ago that they started to allow some people to have dine-in in their restaurants, which means that they did have them restricted heavily, and they have them had them restricted after May 11th to some extent. I wish that were true. And if somebody was in a state, so far no one has identified which state, because I know that Idaho had some restrictions, because we have a girl who's in our chat room who's from Idaho, and she had said that they were having some restrictions there. Now, but there have been some states, like you're saying, that weren't as restricted, for instance, by not having a lockdown, and I think that's probably true.
So let's even go with that. With Idaho, they're right next to each other. Yeah. Idaho has 5 deaths per 100,000. Arkansas has 5 deaths. These are deaths. Has nothing to do with testing. Mm-hmm. 5 deaths per 100,000. So did Arkansas. All your states that have the massive, most restrictive lockdowns, they're all up in the 60s, 70s, all the way up to New York at 150. So just kind of seems to me like they're destroying their economies and not really reaping any rewards from the lockdown.
Yeah.
Well, you're right about that part, yeah.
Absolutely, it's wanton destruction. I think it's intentional destruction.
What disturbs me is the
destruction in order to redistribute to the corporations.
Yeah, and that's what's disturbing to me. The most disturbing part is that not only did the government go, okay, we're going to do this for something that they had no idea, you know, what the results were going to be. Not only did they do, everybody went along with it. It's the everybody going along with it part that disturbs me the most. Everybody went along with it. There were a few voices who were like, hey, we can't do this. No, let's not do this. But outside of that, everybody just went, okay, let's do it.
What the most pathetic part of it was the $1,200, and people being oh so grateful for the $1,200, when with their $1,200, they got $8,000 in debt from the corporate handouts. You know, that's, oh my God, I'm looking at these people thinking, are you enumerate? Do you not know what's going on? You're getting hustled.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Jason?
One last thing. New Hampshire, 21 out of 100,000.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, New Hampshire was highly restricted compared to some of these other states.
I would not necessarily say that because, I mean, I did not... I have completely ignored everything they said. I have had absolutely
We're talking
no
about business
time.
Owners, okay? We have not been restricted individually. They have not cracked down on the individual.
But there are places, there are a lot of places in America where physical force and arrest
no
has
doubt.
Been used.
New Hampshire isn't any worse
for
doing
the call
things that
I didn't
we
say we were the worst.
Here.
I didn't say New Hampshire was the worst. I said it was not a good one, though. Lots of restrictions
apply
to business
owners. Probably on the freer end of the scale. I'd like
disagree.
Eventually we'll see a nationwide survey where somebody will study that, I hope.
Did the lockdowns and the restrictions actually accomplish anything? 855-450
economic downturn.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mass Edition. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, he says with enthusiasm. If you would like to call and talk about whatever you would like, or you want to comment on any of the stuff we've been talking about this evening or any other evening, please feel free to do so. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we are here talking about, well, most recently, we were focusing on the police. And I just want to switch articles real quick because this came out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So this is Minneapolis's own city paper. It's their largest news paper that they have.
The establishment paper. The establishment
were we paper. Not going to get to the other points about the police and like why they lie?
Well, I mean, I think we covered most of that. They lie because they're trained to.
Well, I thought you were curious to hear what their claims were going to be because...
I posted the article in the in the thing, so if folks are on our Twitter, for example, they can find us at, what's our Twitter?
Twitter.com/FreeTalkLive.
FreeTalkLive? Okay.
At FreeTalkLive. Well, I had wanted to comment on that story.
Let's comment on that story.
I didn't know what the bullet, could you just give me like the bullet points of what they were going to claim about why they lied? There was the first point was to
So the first point was self-preservation. The second one was to justify an action.
To justify whatever illegal thing that they did.
Right.
And
then it goes into what perpetuates it. They're often not held accountable.
That was what was, I was going to say, was why do they lie? Because they can get away with it, and they know they can get away with it, because they see all their buddies lying and getting away with it, and it's just part of the game. They can do whatever they want, and they know their friends in the department in the thin blue line will back them on it.
And they've all got dirt on each other.
And the investigation process tends to favor officers, so much so that we have a joke in our circles about, they're just going to investigate themselves and find out they didn't do anything wrong anyway.
It happens almost every
time.
What's
the best place to hide after a murder?
In plain sight or in
behind
a police department?
Behind
the badge. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all I had to say was that that's the reason they do it, because there's no punishment for them.
Well, right. Discipline is often minimal. Even when discipline is imposed, it often isn't meaningful.
And that's what's going to happen.
And they get into, this article gets into Derek Chauvin and the Minneapolis Police Department, which is why I had the companion piece from the Star Tribune.
Right, and that's what's going to happen here. Now, Minneapolis, their city council, has been toying with the idea of so-called disbanding the police department. And that, on its face, sounds like it is potentially very interesting.
Yep.
I'm curious to see which direction they go with it, as far as if it actually happens, and if it is disbanded, then what do they create in its place? I think that's what they're talking about right now. I wouldn't expect anything great, because it's going to be some sort of government, one-size-fits-all so-called solution. They're going to tell us is going to make some kind of a difference.
Whatever their solution is going to be worse. And we'll talk more about that in just a second, but I wanted to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, speaking of police state, this article from the Star Tribune, Minneapolis's own establishment paper, Minneapolis's third precinct served as, quote, playground, unquote, for renegade cops. So, the third precinct, for our listeners who don't know, is the one that was burned down in the riots.
It was burned. I don't know if it was burned down.
Well, it was on fire.
It was on
generously.
Fire for some number of hours in at least one location.
Long before former officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, the 3rd Precinct in South Minneapolis had a reputation for being home to police officers who played by their own rules. One officer kicked a handcuffed suspect in the face, leaving his jaw in pieces. Officers beat and pistol-whipped a suspect in a parking lot on suspicion of low-level drug charges.
Mm.
Others harassed residents of a South Minneapolis housing project as they headed to work and allowed prostitution suspects to touch their genitals for several minutes before arresting them in vice stings.
See, the thing is, they're going to make it sound like this is just this, oh, this is this one errant department.
Yeah, this rogue is this precinct.
This was the precinct with the bad apples. They got attracted to this one precinct and all the rest of the Minneapolis Police Department. They're really on the ball there. But
I'll tell you what, if as many people were killed by actual bad apples as get killed by cops every year, there would be a congressional investigation
against
of
apples.
The apple industry.
Yeah. Yeah, bad apples. Cops give bad apples a bad name.
Right.
Well, the thing is, and it doesn't even make sense to say it's just a few bad apples, because the saying is, a few bad apples spoil
the bunch.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
While we're on the topic, if this officer in this precinct, an officer kicked a handcuffed suspect in the face, leaving his drawn pieces. Officers beat and pistol whipped several.
I bet he got a pension,
beat and pistol whipped a suspect in a parking lot. And others harassed residents of a housing project and allowed prostitution. Where were the so-called good cops when these things were going down? Where were they? Why weren't they arresting these other cops?
Because they were riding their unicorns.
They were hanging out with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
These and more substantiated incidents detailed in court records.
I mean, what happens is decent people get that job, sure. But what would you do if you realize, being a decent person, if you found yourself working in that culture? You know, I would quit.
Oh,
same thing I did when I found myself working in the culture of the banks and said, oh, I don't want any part of these people.
I would like to think that I wouldn't apply for this type of a job in the first place, but that would be a misnomer. I know myself well enough to know there was a time in my life, not too long ago in the past, where I was under the spell of sadism. I lived in the fog of it. And to say that I wouldn't would probably be a misnomer. I would hope that, being a decent person, I would quit. I would find a way out before I did something else commit suicide or something, because this job is heinous.
Well, you could also be a decent person who got into policing for the right reasons, and, you know, you wanted to go after the bad guys, right?
Sure.
There's those people do exist, but then you found out that the bad guys are actually inside the department with you.
Right.
And that they are high ranking as well. So they're not just the other low-life, single, whatever, private. What's the lowest level? Officer, I guess. They're not just the regular officers. They're the executives. They're the captains. They're the lieutenants. They're the chiefs.
The captains.
These people. And you find that out, and you're like, well, I don't have a problem taking down one guy, but I can't take down this entire department. They're going to kill me if I out them for what they did.
Do a few apples spoil the bunch? 855-450-FREE. Give us your calls and your thoughts about the police and the state of what's going on in the United States.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many top Democrats seemingly are reluctant to speak out on the sudden momentum behind the movement to defund the police, as Minneapolis lawmakers announced they have the votes to do that in their city, the epicenter of the nation's unrest over the past 2 weeks following the death of George Floyd. Top House Democrats warned the rank-and-file members on a conference call about being sucked into a debate amid concerns about its impact on their election chances. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were asked if they supported the movement to defund the police. Pelosi said that's a local decision. We won't have these debates at this level. When asked where House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, stood on the issue, his office said Whip Clyburn supports completely restructuring police departments to ensure resources are deployed to protect all citizens equitably. This is USA Radio News. Tropical storm Cristobal could renew its strength by uniting with another storm system coming from the west to form one giant cyclone. According to Greg Carbon, who oversees forecasts at the Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland. After drenching much of the south, forecasters now expect the remains of Cristobal to bring those fierce winds, heavy rain, and thunderstorms to much of the Midwest. Wind gusts of up to 65 miles an hour are expected in Chicago by tomorrow night. The storm could be felt from Nebraska to Wisconsin, according to forecasters. The city of Portland, Oregon, announced that the police chief was resigning after 6 months on the job and 10 straight nights of protest over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Lieutenant Chuck Lovell, an African-American man, will take over the role previously held by Jamie Resch, effective immediately. The Portland Police Bureau has been facing scrutiny over the lack of black leadership in its ranks. Three black civic groups addressed a letter to Resch, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, and the city commissioners to address the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Live.
That wasn't me.
Monday Night Edition. 855-453 is our toll-free number here.
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
I'm just continuing the tradition here.
I think he's looking at you because he did it.
No, that was you.
No, it was actually you. Yeah, it's true. You're like, yeah, when I unmuted, you were sort of half yawning still, which is fine.
He still doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I know, which is great. We're talking about nobody, and nobody didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't. Yeah, anyway. 855-450.
Nobody knows what the hell you're talking
about. Nobody's oblivious.
Nobody is oblivious. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-453. If you would like to take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you would like. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct and how it served as a playground for renegade cops. Now, this story, Ian correctly pointed out, is sort of, it seems like they're trying to demonize just this one precinct and say, oh, this was the bad one where all the bad stuff happened. All the other precincts were good and fine and upstanding, but this precinct is where all the bad apples were, so to speak. So these and more substantiated incidents detailed in court records and police reports help explain a saying often used by fellow cops to describe the style of policing practiced in the third. There's the way the Minneapolis Police Department does things, and then there's the way they do it in threes, quote-unquote, on the in threes. So, as you predicted, this is exactly what this article is doing.
And the other thing is, they have a huge media machine working for working to present a false image of honesty. Like, my mom likes the show. And I, frankly, I like the show, too. There's Blue Bloods.
Mm.
It's about
cop show?
Cops. Yeah, it's a cop show. It's a good drama. You know, it's a lot of drama takes place around, you know, crime and war. But it paints this picture of these selfless cops charging into danger. And we don't have mysteries in America. We have cop porn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we do. And in fact, many TV shows find themselves morphing into cop shows. I've seen this a number of times on science fiction shows, particularly low-budget ones, where they'll start off with a premise, and maybe the premise is interesting, and then as time goes on, it morphs into a cop show.
Oh,
you know, usually around the third season, sometimes as early as the second.
That's one of the options that you have when you run out of ideas.
Continuum was a sci-fi TV show that did that, right? There was this premise where, like, it was kind of like Terminator. Somebody, you know, got sent back from the future to the past to try and, you know, change whatever was going to happen. And then they end up working as a police officer in a police department in a major metropolitan city, paired up with, like, a regular policeman, and then all the usual police stuff, police porn, if you will, where it's all, the police are always good and righteous and selfless, which is not true.
Mm. No, I mean, nobody's actually interacted with them can make that mistake.
Yeah. So between 2007 and 2017, the city paid out $2.1 million to settle misconduct lawsuits involving third precinct officers. Judges have thrown out cases for outrageous conduct of officers, and prosecutors have been forced to drop charges for searches found to be illegal, according to court records. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that you could probably run these statistics for any police precinct in any major metropolitan area, and they would be somewhat of the same level of shocking.
I would love to do some statistical analysis of the data on cops and police brutality. The first thing that I would want to find out is there a positive correlation between brutality complaints, promotion, and pay? Do they make more money when they're more brutal?
Yeah, I imagine they would have to.
I suspect that's what they would find.
We agree.
Yeah.
The brand of aggressive policing on display in the Floyd video has long been standard practice for some third precinct officers when dealing with suspects of nonviolent low-level crimes, often involving people of color, said Abigail Sierra, a commissioner for Minneapolis Police Conduct Oversight Commission. Oh, a police officer who investigates the police. Didn't they call it internal affairs, according to television?
Well, their oversight commission may or may not
be. They call it Mr. Magoo.
There may be some independents on that commission. You don't know if that's an officer. That may be somebody who's been appointed.
Okay. My clients were constantly getting anal searches, said Sarah.
Wow.
Also has been a public defender, not at the hospital, at the third precinct.
That's crazy.
So imagine being violated in such a way by police in their domain.
Yeah, wow.
Wrecked him hell. Damn near killed him.
That's pretty shocking.
Sheldon and the other three officers who assisted in Floyd's arrest, all of whom worked at the third precinct, have been fired and now face criminal charges. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
That they say that with such finality here in this article.
They've been fired. Doesn't mean that they're blackballed from policing.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they can't get a job at another police department next door or across the state
the
or
next
in another
county
state.
Over, whatever it is.
Yeah. Even a felony conviction doesn't always stop them from continuing to work as cops.
And they only face criminal charges.
Right.
Apparently.
Not convicted.
Yeah.
Still waiting on that.
That has not satisfied protesters who continue to call for more action from city officials, ranging from drastically overhauling to dismantling the police force.
Bloody well right.
And they are talking about dismantling the police force with apparently a majority, veto-proof majority of the Minneapolis City Council. So it's hard to get your hopes up about that actually meaning something, but it is an interesting development, and we will certainly keep an eye on it.
See, I would love to see some section of some city basically franchise law enforcement to the Black Panthers. Let them have an area where they're, because I mean they're basically just a militia, and they're a militia for a population that is badly served by the police. So why not let them do it?
Public defender Jordan Deckenbach said the Floyd footage, quote, is 100% consistent with the hours and hours and hours of body camera footage I've watched over the years. What I want to know is, where's all this footage? Where's all this footage, and why is it not public domain? Why is cop body cam footage not public domain? We can talk more about this topic.
There is one reasonable answer to that, which is a lot of people's private non-criminal business goes on those tapes other than the cops. But still...
It's been recorded. It's no longer private.
Yeah. And the cop already intruded in it.
Indeed. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got Vernon calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. He's listening online. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are you all happy that the Minneapolis Police Department's getting disbanded?
I don't know if that vote has happened yet, has it?
It's got a veto-proof majority, so it's I would say it's pretty much going to happen.
Okay, but we don't know what that's going to look like.
I'm happy that people are thinking along those lines. I think that what they're going to get is very different than what they think they're going to get. But, you know, I would, you know, like I said, I would love to see them try something different, because having one group of people answerable only to themselves has not worked out well.
It usually doesn't.
So what do you think would satisfy the protesters then, if that doesn't? And the three officers have been charged.
Vernon, hold the line. We'll bring you back after this. We want to hear what you have to say. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the final segment of Free Talk Live. We might be able to squeeze you in. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We are here 7 days a week doing this between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Every day, 365 days a year. There's maybe an occasional show that happens that might not be live, but only because, like, the hosts are attending a seminar, which, of course, these things haven't happened, so it's been a long time since something like that went down. But,
well, in 2 weeks, we're going to not be live for 2 weeks straight because we're going to be at ForkFest.
ForkFest 2020.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah.
At the Rogers Campground.
We'll be live in
person.
We'll
be live for some people.
Yeah, we'll be live in reality if you're at ForkFest. You'll be able to come and see and maybe sit in on the show if you got something to say.
ForkFest.party. Yeah.
And even ForkFest is going to be smaller than usual this
year. You think?
I think it will. I don't know. Maybe not.
I'm hoping the opposite because it's the only thing that's happening.
Actually, I think ForkFest will probably be bigger than it was last year.
I don't know.
I don't think ForkFest will be as big.
From what I hear, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is already up to 500 tickets sold, which I would say is pretty good for COVID.
Yeah.
Year. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know what to expect.
But I don't know. If I wanted to go fanboy on Tom Woods and really get to know him, this is probably the week I'd pick.
Is he going
to
be there?
I think he is, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, before we went to our break, we were speaking with Vernon in New Orleans. And Vernon, you're back on the air live. And you mentioned a very interesting question that I wanted to be able to, you know, respond to here.
I've got an answer
with us
for
the host.
You
can you go ahead and repeat your question?
Yeah, what is it going to take with the officers being charged, three of them, in fact, with the Minneapolis Police Department being disbanded? What is it going to take for the protesters to be satisfied?
That's a great question.
And I'm not. I know we can say no government, the police, you know, no police, all this idealistic stuff. But I'm talking about realistic.
I'm talking about realistically, if you got an occupying army shooting you down like dogs in the street, stealing your stuff,
putting their fingers where they don't belong in your body, then what you should be doing is you should be throwing that occupying army off.
Okay. I know, but do you all have any other answers besides no government, no police?
Yes, I've got answers. The militia is the answer, you know? And in some places, the militia is the Black Panthers. And in other places, the militia is a more traditional militia. And in other places, the militia is
regular people.
You know, whatever group of people wants to be the militia in
that
era.
Okay, but are you talking about vigilante justice, nobody, where there's no trial, there's no evidence presented, there's no presumption of innocence?
Well, I mean, some places
are you trying to say that the National Guard should take over
like
the police?
That, but other places would not. I think not everybody's going to anarchy the same way, and people are going to some people are going to deal with it more successfully than others.
Nobody. He asked you a question. Are you trying to say that you think the National Guard should take over for the police?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, that's our militia, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. Those are government troops. Those are the people who fight the militia when the government gets out of hand.
Okay.
They're the
Does
people
anyone else
who
have
shoot
any other
the
answers
militia.
Besides
they are
no
defending
government?
The powers that be against the people.
Well, I don't know, like, systemically, if you're looking for a solution within the system, no, I don't have
the
one because I don't believe that a solution exists within the existing system. That being said, if you look at what it took just for these cops to get arrested, much less charged and fired, it took riots to make that happen. So what would satisfy the protesters, of course, is for anything like this to never happen again, I think, is what would satisfy the protesters.
Well, if you go and you watch interviews with the protesters, at least I watched some of them last week as they were happening live on the Unicorn Riot channel, which is sort of a commie live stream channel. They were saying they want justice. Overall, that's what they want. They want to see these particular officers punished, and I don't think many of them had really thought further beyond that at that point in time. Now, at this point in time, many of them may have come to further conclusions, like they want to see some sort of meaningful police reform. But if what you're asking, caller, is for what we think could be done within the system, I can give you a couple of ideas. Is that what you're looking for?
Sure, just something that might happen in the short term.
Well, this isn't going to happen. This is what could happen if you wanted meaningful reform. So there's not going to be anyone in politics who's going to propose this, but I'll give you something that they could propose within the system. They could propose to end the war on drugs.
Nobody will propose that.
They could propose that, and that would go a long, long way towards ending police abuse of disproportionately black and minority people, as well as plenty of poor whites as well. So it would go a long way towards stopping that. And now
that's a very good point. I agree with you. I think that would be a very good concession for them to make.
So that's one thing that they could do.
The answer that I came up with when I was on break was, when a police officer who kills a civilian is prosecuted with equal fervor as a civilian who kills a police officer, you know, when justice becomes equal and donkeys fly.
Well, that's the other point, though. So point number two. So we know there's not going to be a single politician proposing to end the war on drugs. That would be the most humane thing that they could do.
Nobody's proposing that.
It would be the most sensible thing to do. But there's also another thing that someone actually has proposed, which is Justin Amash, who is apparently now a libertarian in the... No, apparently he changed his party to Libertarian.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and so anyway, he has proposed a bill that will supposedly end qualified immunity, and that is the special provision
about
that
freaking time.
Government bureaucrats, specifically the police, receive that protects them from any kind of liability for their actions. So there's two major things they
could
do.
I have one more thing, and everybody, almost to a person that I've ever talked to, I don't care what your political affiliation is, what your level of education is, unless, you know, you're in, like, grade school or something. But they all believe, and probably rightly so, that the police are a very tightly knit organization across state lines, across the entire country. Mm-hmm. If that is true, the police could certainly take it upon themselves to no longer enforce any victimless crime.
Yeah, they could.
Without anybody having to do anything, they could just communicate with themselves.
We're done with this.
Hey, you know what? We're only going to enforce crimes where somebody or somebody's property has been harmed or damaged in some way. No more enforcing of victimless crimes. I think that would be a great start.
Yeah, they could do that.
Thank you all for the well-thought-out answers. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for holding over, Vernon. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, and they could do that, but instead, what they did here in Keene, New Hampshire, at the massive rally they had here in downtown Keene last week with, I think, as many as 700 people, according to some counts.
Right.
Wow. It was huge. There were a lot of people there. But there were three officers who were in the midst of all of this, taking pictures with people, and, you know, it was a photo op for these guys. Mm-hmm. They had signs that said, "We hear you."
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't say, "We're going to change."
Didn't say we're listening.
Didn't say we're listening. Didn't say we're going to do anything differently. And then you've got Nashua's mayor read a proclamation in front of the Nashua event that we went to on Saturday.
"We will write a very stern letter."
That's what it is. A proclamation is just them saying, "We, the city of Nashua, we believe that blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah." And,
what if you live in Nashua and you don't believe that, though?
Well, you're not
whatever
part of the city.
Whatever it is they believe.
You're not the city.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. There's, you know, more placating and more just playing to the crowd.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I really wish everybody acts like, oh, you know, it's not the police's fault. It's a few people. You know, if the police would just take some responsibility for their own department's actions and act accordingly, it would go a really long way for everybody to no longer be angry at all of the police.
And what would go a long way toward that would be requiring police to carry liability insurance so that if they develop a bad record, their insurance company can raise their rates. You know, if you're getting a lot of brutality complaints, you're a higher risk.
That's another good solution or suggestion.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. Unfortunately, we are out of time tonight. Thanks for all of your calls. If you missed any portion of the show, you can find us at freetalklive.com. You can get nobody at
electnobody.com.
And you can find more at about the captain at Captain Kickass. I'm sorry.
LCaptainKickass.com.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.